KXCI Tucson. You're now listening to the Future of Radio Bonus Tracks, where youth broadcasters explore lesser-known facts about music and the world we share.
Hello, this is DJ Electric Landfill, and you are on the right track. On the right track, we look at what the artist has composed, as well as what I personally think about the music, the lyrics, melodies, and more. This week, I'm reviewing the album Demon Days by Gorillaz. I chose this album to review because I have been in the genre lately, and I think this album has aged very well, as many themes present in the album are still relevant today. These include, but are not limited to, pollution, addiction, and corporate overseeing. This makes sense based on the album's history. The idea for the album came around when Damon Albarn, Gorillaz singer slash keyboardist, was running a train through China between two major cities. He recalls looking out the window at a completely barren landscape. The land in this area of China had been completely overfarmed and nothing could grow there. Dead trees, trash, and abandoned buildings littered the landscape. This was the scenery for almost all of the 3-hour train ride. Damon was greatly disturbed by this and worried what would happen if we let areas like this spread, or if the world became a completely overused landfill. Enter Demon Days. Designed to be a journey through the darkness, with each song representing a different demon one may encounter running through their thoughts on a long, sleepless night. The album has continuous growing tension, paralleling a dying world. There are also party-like songs, offering a nice contrast, and even a happy ending. One more thing before we start is that Gorillaz is a cartoon band, so the band members are not actually real people. I'll mostly be referring to the people voicing the characters, however if you hear a name like 2D or Noodle, I'm referring to a band character. The album starts with the appropriately titled song, Intro. The song starts with Ravewing synthesizers set to a very low key. Sirens can be heard in the background, seeming to be referencing the rise of crime at night. Night is coming, and boy, does it get tense. This is followed by a distorted, almost robotic voice asking, who put these chemicals in the food chain? The song ends with an announcement that we are now entering the harmonic world. This song, while short, perfectly encapsulates the tension that spreads throughout the rest of the album. The second song on the album is the shadowy tune, Last Living Souls. As with almost every song on the album, there are a few different ways to interpret this song. According to the Gorillaz book, Rise of the Ogre, Noodle describes the song as feeling though you are the last one left appreciating life, saying she felt everyone else was being corrupted and misguided by the growing media. This can also be supported by the lyrics, to sing a song that doesn't sing. However, I've always interpreted this song to be a little darker than that, and the song is instead asking if we're the last ones that will live. If we know the world is coming to an end, are we the last ones that are going, or as Noodle says, not going to see the end? The third song on the album is the heavy tune, Kids with Guns. At the time of Demon Days, Damon Albarn was raising his 5-year-old daughter. This was also at the same time as the Iraq-American War. With lots of talk about war and guns in the media, Damon worried this may impact his daughter negatively and she would become desensitized by violence. This is supported by the lyrics, kids with guns, taking over, but they won't be long. As well as, they're turning us into monsters, they're turning us into fire. They're turning us into monsters, it's all desire. Fire is vengeance, and monsters are what the children are becoming. This is all built upon marketing, or desire. Towards the end of the song, it erupts into a heavily muddy tune with cymbals crashing and representing gunfire. Throughout the song, we also get the lyrics, Push It Real, in the background. The children are being pressured with violence, and it comes crashing down on them, hiding their voices and thoughts. Throughout the calamity towards the end are desperate lyrics hidden deep within the percussion. I don't know what I'm going to do. After day, after night comes, don't kill me now. The fourth song on the album is the somber tune, O Green World. As the name suggests, O Green World is a song of remembrance and longing. The song has heavy environmental messages in it, and it longs for a world a little less polluted. Even the use of O in O Green World implies a sense of longing. A powerful lyric in the song is, when you're in first, does it seem so little to you? This seems to imply some corporate mastermind at the top of the world, or in first. When you're up so high like that, the world seems so small to them. In fact, it seems so little that they don't think about the consequences of their actions that destroy the earth. Another interesting part of the song is the march-like rhythm, which stops partway through the song, however then restarts as if nothing happened. I interpret this to be a somewhat hopeless revolt. We may be able to spread environmental knowledge, but will unfortunately and ultimately be quashed and silenced. The tune marches on. Towards the end of the song, a church bell is heard ringing out. the bell is rung in a very specific way that is often used as a mourning bell for the dead. The song seems to be a funeral for planet Earth. The fifth song on the album is pretty straightforward message-wise. Dirty Harry is an anti-war song, albeit executed perfectionally. The song starts with a bouncy tune and lyrics courtesy of the San Fernandez Youth Choir. The choir sings, "I need a gun to keep myself among," paralleling the message in Kids with Guns. The song then breaks apart with a wary violin as guest rapper Booty Brown tears through the song with flying lyrics. Booty Brown sings of a soldier fighting in the Iraq-American War, recognizing his position and wishing he was somewhere else. Maybe to him I'm just a pawn, so he can advance. Remember when they used to dance? Man, all I want to do is dance. The song even references the infamous Mission Accomplished George Bush image. The war is over, so said the speaker. The song ends with the San Fernandez Youth Choir repeating the chorus as the song runs into the sixth song on the album, Feel Good Inc. Feel Good Inc. is the most popular song Gorillaz have to date, and for a good reason. This song incorporates many different genres, such as hip-hop, rock, melancholica, Britpop, and most famously, dark pop. Gorillaz, being a cartoon band, of course take pride in getting to show off their characters. This is one of the things that makes their music videos so good. In the music video, we are shown two major things: Feel Good Inc. itself, and Noodle's flying windmill. The other members of the cartoon band, 2D, Murdoch, and Russell, are shown inside the Feel Good Inc. tower, while Noodle is seen perched on the edge of her flying windmill, strumming guitar. Noodle, being the canonically youngest character of the band, seems to imply a sense of hope within younger generations. The youth will tear down and escape corporate powers. 2D is seen pressed against the window of Feel Good Inc. with a very depressed face. In a commentary for the music video, Murdoch mentions that 2D is supposed to look like he is longing for freedom from the evil Inc. And, while we're on the topic, Feel Good Inc. represents corporate enterprises selling false happiness to consumers, cell phones, computers, etc. These devices are portrayed as taking away the real meaning in life and brainwashing people to buy more and feel good. Ironically, the song was also used in an iPod commercial. Anyways, there is an underlying sense of hope within the song, however. The chorus is 2D longing for the windmill, which seems to be representing togetherness. Love forever, love is free, turn forever, you and me. The guest appearance of De La Soul also offers a solution in the form of making your own music and happiness. With Yo Sound, you kill the ink. All in all, the song seems to be a rejection of corporateness in exchange for the embracement of self and togetherness. The seventh song on the album marks the halfway point with El Mañana. This song offers a nice contrast to the more lively Feel Good Inc. track. El Mañana is more somber, more lonesome. The song seems to be about a breakup and happiness that leaves with it. After a long relationship, Damon is left desolate. However, the song also offers a sense of hope. El Mañana translates to the tomorrow. This offers a sense of hope as things may get better in the future. I saw that day, lost my mind. Lord, I'm fine, but maybe in time you'll want to be mine. One last interesting detail in the song is that Demon Days is set up to be a journey through the night. The fact that El Mañana is in the middle alludes to the hour of midnight literally being a tomorrow. The eighth song on the album is a somewhat chaotic tune, Every Planet We Reach Is Dead. The song seems to also be about a breakup, or more so a failing relationship. However, others have suggested that it may be about a dying Earth, with Earth being represented as a lover in the song. I love the girl, but God only knows it's getting hard to see the sun coming through. I love you, but what are we going to do? This would also support the song's title referencing dead planets. The lyrics are then followed by a long instrumental wind-down featuring guest musician Ike Turner. The rest of the song is chaotic with blaring synth and bass. The music then winds down again towards the end. This could either be the Earth slowly dying or the relationship being painfully dragged on until its eventual end. The ninth song on the album, and the most difficult to analyze, is November Has Come. The song features guest rapper MF Doom, whose lyrics are the most cryptic on the album by far. They seem to involve MF Doom boasting about his rapping skills, almost seeming to intentionally villainize himself. While at the same time, the song seems to be about how the genre of hip-hop is dying, with rappers being compared to bugs in a zapper. A rapper bug zapper, and it don't matter after, they is a thug or dapper. No matter what their class is, they all eventually fizzle out. This is all supported by the chorus and title of the song. Something has started today. Where did it go? What did you want it to be? Well, you know November has come when it's gone away. November is the second to last song of the year, meaning that something is almost over. This seems to be referring to the genre of hip-hop. The tenth song on the album is the bouncy tune simply titled All Alone. The song features guest appearances from both British rapper Roots Manuva as well as female singer Maria Topley Bird. The song starts simply enough with a bouncy rhythm over which the song's title is playfully announced, All Alone, All Alone. Root's Manuva is first to lyrically appear, as he recites the name of two books in the Old Testament, those being Leviticus and Deuteronomy. This parallels well with the Bible themes of the upcoming rap, where we make it, where we get mentions of Cain and Abel, as well as My Cup Runneth Over, being a quote from the Book of Psalms. This rap seems to be Root's Manuva asking God whether or not he should carry on. Skin of my tooth like, skin of my boot like, fly on my soup like, where's the waitress? Skin of my tooth is a British expression meaning something very thin, while skin of my boot references something that can easily be worn down. The fly on my soup part seems to suggest that Roots notices something vile and debates moving on. Towards the end of the song, it breaks apart into a very floaty and spacey melody. This is where Maria Topley Bird's lyrics enter and match well with the ethereal atmosphere. Maria sings of an embracement of the darkness, adding an eerie bleakness to the otherwise uplifting melody. All you ever be, come and save the night. Because I don't think, when the morning comes, it doesn't seem to say an awful lot to me. The bouncy, all alone chant returns one final time as the song winds down with the last note being stretched out. Ultimately, the song seems to be about embracing vile and dark things in life, however this is hinted at leading to desensitization, with everyone ultimately being left all alone. The 11th song in the album is quite a strange one, this being the song White Light. White Light is interesting and unique for a couple of reasons. First of all, the only words said in the song are white, light, and alcohol. Second is the song's strange pause in the middle, where the melody shifts and the lyrics cease. This song quite obviously seems to be about alcohol addiction, as well as going to a bar party late at night. There's also an interesting parallel to the Velvet Underground song, White Light, White Heat, which is about cocaine addiction. The song has a very punk feel to it, with messy guitars and bass. The pause halfway through the song seems to be a sudden head rush, or maybe even the intoxication setting in. Time seems to slow down when you get drunk, however the melody then comes crashing back down to earth. We are pulled back into reality. Continuing the party, we have the 12th song in the album, Dare. Contrary to the other songs in the album, Dare features Noodle, voiced by Roses Gabor, as main vocals instead of 2D, or Damon Albarn. We also get another guest appearance from Happy Mondays lead singer, Sean Ryder. This song offers a stark contrast to the other songs in the album, as it's the most danceable and upbeat. This song seems to be wanting to ignore world issues and simply have a good time and dance, with lyrics like, Hold It Down There. While Noodle sings more carefree lyrics, Sean Ryder seems to be more aware of the world issues, with repeating use of it's coming up, throughout the song, however. At the end, both Noodle and Sean Ryder are singing, Hold It Down There. This seems to hint that Sean Ryder, or more worried people, are accepting the state of the world, and perhaps even embracing it, enjoying life one last time before the apocalypse. Speaking of which, that's the next song entails. After the party of a song that is Dare, we are flung back into reality once again with the song Fire Coming Out of the Monkey's Head. This is the one and only song that late voice actor Dennis Hopper appeared in. Dennis tells the story of a group of people known as the Happy Folk that live in a faraway land with a mountain known only as Monkey that keeps peace and prosperity throughout the land. However, one day, people known as the Strange Folk found their way into the land. They began to mine the mountain after finding valuable crystals within it. This causes the mountain to erupt, killing everything within its vicinity. This story, while allegorical, shares very similar aspects to real life, most predominantly invasions of foreign countries. Happy folk are the indigenous. They live in isolation from the rest of the world and are seemingly one with nature, or the mountain called Monkey. The strange folk are the invaders. They come into the land and take resources for themselves. They also kill many indigenous people, hinted at through 2D's interlude, jump up from behind them, and shoot them in the head. Now everybody's dancing the dance of the dead. This mainly seems to be about the Iraq-American War, as a very similar series of events occurred. Even the fact that the strange folk mined the mountain is reminiscent of America invading Iraq and taking their oil, a natural resource, just like the jewels in the song. However, the song also offers a dark aftermath. The mountain called Monkey erupting seems to be hinting at Mother Nature fighting back. After all, fracking oil is terrible for the environment. Mother Nature seems to have had enough and lashes out at the people. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing. And after all the darkness of the album, it looks like we get a happy ending. The second to last song in the album is Don't Get Lost in Heaven. This song has a very dreamy atmosphere to it, almost like the album, which was all just one bad dream, which we are now waking up from. Russell describes the tune as, if sunshine had a sound, very slow, soft, and warm. The song hints at the events of fire coming out of the monkey's head, with the lyrics, "I just took a line, but I wasn't with you. There was crack on the corner, and someone dead, and fire coming out of a monkey's head." There are a couple interpretations for the song. The first one is about being high, with lyrics referencing a cocaine overdose. "Don't get lost in heaven, they've got locks in the date. Don't go over the edge, you'll make a big mistake." However, the book describes the song as holding on to the positive things in life and not letting the negatives cloud over the big picture. This would make sense, seeing as the song seems to come after all the darkness of the rest of the album. I've always liked to look at the song as, if you interpret life as heaven, don't get lost in it. Don't go searching for escapes, don't focus on the negatives, and enjoy your life. Last, but certainly not least, is the last song on the album, as well as the title song, Demon Days. The nightmare is finally over, and the sun is shining in through the windows. Demon Days teaches an important lesson that even though times are rough and bleak, there's still hope in everyday life. In Demon Days, it's so cold inside. You don't get nobody. People sigh. It's so bad, lasting far, but love yourself, hiding in a hole in there. The song features a guest appearance, this time from the London Gospel Community Choir, whose lyrics and style go great with the song. After 2D's lyrics, the muddiness of the song is lifted, and the choir enters. The choir preaches about the difficulty of living in a modern society with not even being able to trust the air you breathe. The choir then invites us to embrace the sun and look towards the brighter things in life. Pick yourself up, it's a brand new day. So turn yourself round, don't burn yourself, turn yourself around into the sun. The darkness is gone for now, and the sun will shine again. That concludes our analysis of Demon Days on The Right Track. If you want more episodes, check it out on the KXCI website, kxci.org. This is DJ Electric Landfill, signing out.